one of 30 stops of this organ that I have been working on and I'm going to work on today, and Chris is going to play the music at the end.
Oh, well, he was playing music before.
Not really.
So this started, I mean, this project is a very special project because this organ is has been made or being made by GOAD, Gothenburg Organ Art Center, where I belong to, and I was involved with all this design concept, all design, I'm specialized on acoustics of the organ. I'm not a scientist, acoustician, but it's, I'm a voicer and also designer and pipe maker, and supervising all the projects, as well as many other things too, but the Mats Arvidsson, the other organ builder, was responsible for the mechanical wooden structure part. And then, the style of this organ that we are using, the model, it's nearly a replica of 1776 organ built in Vilnius by organ builder Kasparini. The reason that I'm mentioning this is that voicing process may be slightly different, because this is a kind of effort to replicate something instead of just making organ totally coming out from my idea or something like that. That's a little bit, the process is different. At the end, of course, in order to make the sound which is enjoyable or expressive or sometimes sorrowful or encouraging, on all these effect that we want to create. From the sound of the organ, that part may be the same, but we're using the language of this 18th century Northern European or Eastern European organ style. So that's the reason that I have been analyzing. And this organ it exists still, not sounding right now. And so each stop is. Analyzed. This consists of all these. The names are about the names of the stops, all different kinds of pipes. And some analysis of the dimensions.
So, just when you say a stop, what's a stop compared to a pipe?
A stop is like a pipe is one pipe.
That's a pipe.
And
okay,
the group of pipes. Set for the keyboard. That's a stop.
Okay, all right.
It's
that's what I didn't
so there could be like a flute stop, and that's all the pipes that make up the full keyboard for that one type of sound, that flute.
But you can pull all the stops and then use every single pipe.
That's right.
Yes, you can.
And that would sound horrible.
No, it'll sound wonderful on this organ when it gets built.
Yeah, the organ is like an orchestra, you see. Huh. So, like. But we are creating one violin, second violin, and another violin, and trumpet, flute, clarinet, and all these things. And of course, the organ pipe, one pipe can have only one pitch. So that's why we have to have a stop as a sort of one instrument in order to create one instrument worth of pipes, set of pipes that we have to have at least the same number of the pipes as the keyboard. Keys. Anyhow, so these are all the dimensions of all the pipes. Now, and there are many changes happen since 1776, so that we have to analyze what was the added part and what was changed part, and so on. And get all the possible original ideas and some. According to analysis, there are lots of analysis time.
That's
a
big book, actually.
Yes, but that's only about half of it.
Voicing.
More stuff is in here. Anyhow, so according to that, this pipe, according to those analysis, these pipes are made. Now, when the pipes are made in a workshop, it looks like that. it's a little a baby stage, just correcting the shape of the pipe. It looks more like the original pipe. Interestingly, the organ people call this a mouth. Yeah. These dentist tool like things that we use, but it's quite appropriate because this is organ mouth. This is organ pipe's body, foot, toe, and mouth. Lower lip, upper lip. That's how it's called.
Okay.
And so this is how these pipes are made. It's certain dimensions are already set, like diameter here.
Yeah.
Length, it's pretty much set. Of course, we made it a little bit longer than expected length because we can't start. And this area that I'm going to work on right now, it's called cutter because we kind of cut up this mouth.
Yeah.
It's somewhat like the amount of the opening of our mouth. Same effect that you get.
Yeah.
So, so at least it's ready. But the diameter wouldn't change. Now, so, can we make sound? No. Sound.
No sound.
No sound.
Well, it's a harmonic.
Yeah.
It's not the fundamental.
That's right. I just checked my research result. This mouth is a little too low to start this. I marked it here. It's in proportion to the...
Oh, so you're cutting it away.
Yes. So the idea of the voicing is, well, in order to determine the sound of the organ pipe, you have to control the volume and the timbre, and the type and the duration of the consonant, the onset. But many things can be predetermined by the design, like the proportion between the length and that. Or what kind of material, like wood and so on.
Yeah.
Or the small dimension matters, like the width of this mouth opening in proportion to the size of the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And so on. But those things are predetermined. But the other things, like cutting up, I can change it after pipe is made.
Yeah.
Pipe is made. And then, let's see, yeah, some of the orientation, since it's so kind of soft material, all my pipes are made out of very soft material.
Wow, real soft.
Thin and lead. So I can adjust the orientation of the mouth area,
here and there.
So that is called voicing.
Mm.
Voicing is to finalize the volume and timbre and this onset character in a very fine stage.
Mm-hmm.
So I need...
You probably
can't
change one without the other, right? Pardon? If you change the timbre, you
probably
change the volume too.
That's correct. So those three things are very connected to each other. So as the tuning. Tuning is another matter. It's determining the pitch, but the changing the tuning also change the timbre, volume, and onset.
I would have thought the tuning was set by the length, mostly, and the diameter. There's that edge correction, and those two, the length and the...
Yeah, that part is quite theoretically clean.
Yeah.
But the timbre... Okay, I'm going to get to that.
The timbre is complicated.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that.
Depends on the airflow, right? So,
Oh, okay. I cut that, but not as high as the because I just wanted to show you how it would change. Still doesn't sound. Okay. The reason the this pipe doesn't sound is that the air is going outward too far. So I'm going to bring the air into the organ pipe. Changing its the
angle.
It's called the language. There's a board. You can see there's a board inside here.
Oh, it's bent.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a little the air slit. Yeah, so that air coming out. Now I'm tapping this down to bring air in one more. Then you will start hearing the sound.
Oh yeah.
It's already there. So this is the first sound of this.
Excellent.
Now, remember this sound. Machine is recording it. Now I'm going to cut this. Do you remember the sound now?
It's a little bit stronger in the high frequencies, I think. Also more at the beginning. Maybe.
Yeah, I think stronger high. The high frequency should be a little bit less, actually.
Oh, you think it's less?
Check. Oh, that's okay.
You think it's softer?
In theory, it is.
Okay, I don't know.
But you're yeah, maybe correct. But
no,
anyhow, we had a preconceived notion that I know, but this doesn't. So now let's check the pitch. This is supposed to be making. Well, eventually it's going to be C sharp, but right now it's a little high C. So now remember, please remember this sound again. The timber is, like I said, it's kind of flat. It's less overtone now. Don't listen to that edge tone, this shh kind of thing. Just simply the relationship or the proportion of this height, this distance between here and there.
Yeah.
Like when I cut up, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But even though I didn't change this one, but if I shorten this pipe, it's the same effect as cutting up. It's because it's the proportion between that distance and this distance here. So that's why tuning effect also. Now. Now the timbre is pretty much set here. If I want to have more hole-like sound, I can even cut this higher. then it becomes more, I don't want to do this because that's about final, yeah. I don't want to destroy this pipe, but so that's the adjustment. One of the voicing operation. But the tuning is also the voicing as is observed here. And then I already did some adjustment of the direction. I mean, that has a lot to do with this the onset character. Now, when I play slowly, when I play fast, so it's a different type of. So, for instance, I don't want to do this too much, but if I.
So you're bending it back up.
Mm-hmm. So it's too slow. Now wind is coming outward quite a bit, so it didn't make any even sound. Going inward a little bit, started to make this, and then even further into the pipe. It takes a long time to develop the fundamental. I bring in a little bit further. Make noise, but it's more like that.
Uh-huh.
Now. But someone might like this. It's
not if you want to play a lot of bassness.
That's correct. Seems to be fast enough, but if I play very quick notes repeatedly, it doesn't speed. If I play, so I'm going to make it even faster. Otherwise, you can't organist to complain. But there's always certain type of sound. It should not be used for very quick playing anyway. And if I make, I'll show you the other example, other end of. I'm moving things only about a tenth of a millimeter or so. What is it, like 1/68 inch?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay. Now it's fast enough. If I play slowly, nice gentle speech. Play fast. I'm still gentle. That's still too slow. Okay. Let's repeat. Okay. I might finish like this if it is like the pipes standing up in front of the organ, because it's more expressive. But if this is this is called a two-foot stop, I have to make it even faster. It's called
so,
principle.
So,
and interestingly, in old organs, proportion when this is flat, organ pipes are made as a flat sheet first, and then rounded up and then sewed up together. So this length to the width of the sheet, the proportion, is considered to be like 1:8, 1:6, 1:7, 1 to 7, 6 to 8 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what that proportion, is that familiar to you? 1 to 8 or something like that. Those are considered to be a very good, beautiful proportion of human body between here and the. And like Sparta, for instance, the boys are expected to be really tough and strong soldiers. They like to have 1 to 6 because it's kind of tough and built and so. But and, the women of very slender, like it's in the Hellenism. Yeah, time that 1 to 7 or so longer proportion is considered to be more beautiful. I mean, this I'm not going to get into that, but this 1 to that sort of proportion is sort of humanly ideal proportion, and that's apparently. But of course, it's rounding it makes it much. Smaller in physical shape, it's 1/3 of it, about 3.1. but this is considered to be very like he said, default. It's a basic sound of the organ pipe. Mm. That is perhaps some philosophical or meaning to it. He's an art historian. He can. He can get into that, but anyhow, this pipe, as you hear, it is like a horn, sort of like a horn. Horn is the type of instrument which has fundamental, a very strong fundamental, but the overtone in a very smooth, increment. It has quite overtones to the very high pitch. But it's just nicely decreasing like that.
Bring it closer together,
yeah. So that's the type of sound that you get if you have this proportion of this size and length. That's interesting. Because if you have very wide pipe, I can make the same pitch pipe with this same length, somewhat shorter. But with very fat pipe like that,
yeah.
Then the sound is like oh, instead of oh. But if I make very narrow pipe, it's kind of like that. So it's but this is considered to be very balanced sound. Mm-hmm. Of course, the
strength of the overtones, that is set by this proportions. Mm-hmm. What you're saying.
Of course, it changed the time and the area had a different idea, aesthetics. It changes somewhat. Like I said, from 1 to 6 to 1 to 7 or 8, somewhere between that, there are many different styles.
Well, I know if you look at bass instruments, then people want the overtones to be stronger because you're more sensitive. And so the strength of the high overtones is more important for a bass.
Yeah.
But the opposite's true for a piccolo, for example, where you want the fundamental to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
Because you stop being able to hear the overtones for a piccolo.
Yeah.
And so that would tell you that you'd want to change the proportions for the big pipes compared to the little pipes. Actually, you want the little pipes to be wider. So they were softer.
It is like that.
Is that true?
It is made it that way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, because these ones, maybe it's half the length. And then if you want
to change the length. Well, principal stop, this particular type of stop, is, like I said, it's like a horn. It's relatively consistent in terms of the fundamental and overtone proportion needs to treble. But still, it has a tendency.
Otherwise, it would sound like a different instrument is playing as you go up the keyboard.
There are examples of that. Like, you look at the spectrum of a bassoon, the treble notes have actually a completely different spectrum than the bass notes.
Yeah.
And we don't have a problem with that. We just think it's the same instrument.
That's
so
right.
So I don't know how you choose to voice this, whether you want it to be the same.
No.
But he was saying they have the same spectrum, but certainly think of it counterexample.
I'm not talking about very, very subtle. It's not black and white. The principal stop, this type of stop, is somewhat more consistent than, say, flute stops. If I have more stops here, I can show you very clearly. But could you play bass C? Let's see. Maybe tenor C. Bass C. Is bass C in there? No.
You mean with
the
fourth?
Maybe principal eight.
You have it labeled. Wow.
I think C sharps are all in. Yeah. This is more rich in overtone.